Oh, long days of mid-June and short firefly nights. Oh, longer history of freedom and bondage. Today is a day when it all comes together in a pause to smell the smoky hot grill and to take a long drink of cold red soda. It's June 19th, Juneteenth. On this day in 1865, General Gordon Granger came to Galveston, Texas, and issued General Order No. 3. The order came 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation and is recognized as the day that slavery came to an end in the U.S. In his posthumous novel, Juneteenth, the late Ralph Ellison wrote, "Words of emancipation didn't arrive till the middle of June, so they called it Juneteenth. So that was it, the night of Juneteenth." 41 states in the U.S. actually recognize Juneteenth as a state holiday. It's never been recognized as a national holiday or a day of observance. The Reverend Ronald Myers Sr. has been fighting for years to change that. He's the founder and chair of the National Juneteenth Holiday Campaign. Joins us on the phone from Oklahoma. Reverend, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me on this wonderful Juneteenth.
And happy Juneteenth to you. Do you have your red soda ready?
Well, I have plenty of food and plenty of spirit. And plenty of time to celebrate freedom.
What states have actually declared Juneteenth an official state holiday? And is it a regional sort of thing? 41 states, that's most of the states.
Yes, 41 states have either recognized Juneteenth as a state holiday or a state holiday in observance. The first state to recognize Juneteenth was Texas back in 1980. And most recently, we had the state of Pennsylvania being the 41st state. And now we are having legislation introduced before the United States Congress, thanks to Senator Kate Bailey Hutchinson from Texas, to make Juneteenth Independence Day a national day of observance.
So, Reverend Myers, what would it take to make this a national day of observance? A majority vote in Congress?
Yes, it will take the action of Congress, and it will take the action of President Obama. And today, Congress is taking action for the eighth time. We've had seven pieces of legislation passed by Congress, first in 1997, and then this action marks the eighth action, but the more definitive action where Congress is on record establishing Juneteenth Independence Day as a national day of observance like Flag Day or Patriot Day. We're not asking for a paid federal holiday, but a special day of observance.
What do you do to celebrate Juneteenth, Reverend Myers?
Well, first of all, I tell my children the importance of their freedom, the history of the struggle of slavery to freedom, that we're the only group in the United States that underwent slavery. We built this country on our backs during the tyranny of slavery. The White House and the U.S. Capitol were built in part by Americans of African descent in the tyranny of slavery. And it's something to celebrate, to uplift, and all Americans can come together because we have the common bond of freedom. So I tell my children, and we celebrate in the community.
Well, Reverend Myers, happy Juneteenth to you. That is worthy of celebration, to be sure. Reverend Ronald Myers, Sr., founder and chair of the National Juneteenth Holiday Campaign. It is Juneteenth today, June 19th, the day the news of emancipation came to Galveston, Texas. 2 years or more after Abraham Lincoln declared it in the Emancipation Proclamation. Reverend, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.